CRI News, this is Wen Jie. China's foreign ministry has announced that Premier Li Keqiang will visit the Philippines later this month. Ministry spokesperson Hua Junying says Li Keqiang will attend a series of high-level meetings, including the 12th East Asia Summit from November 12th to 16th in the Philippine capital, Manila. The spokesperson adds that he will also attend the 20th China-ASEAN 10+1 leaders meeting and the 20th ASEAN-China, Japan and Republic of Korea 10+3 leaders meeting. Li Keqiang's visit comes at the invitation of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. The Philippines is the chair of the ASEAN this year. China's top legislature has adopted a revision to its law against unfair competition. The legislation has been adopted by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. An official with the Standing Committee says the revision will better address new problems emerging in the market and protect the rights and interests of both business operators and consumers. The revised law states that e-commerce operators should not deceive or mislead consumers by faking sales volume or user comments. It also redefines unfair competition as that which violates this law, disturbs market order, or infringes on the rights and interests of other operators or consumers during production and operations. The revised law will come into force on January 1, 2018. Chinese police say they have worked with American drug enforcement officials to crack 4 major cases this year. China's Public Security Ministry says the joint operations have led to the seizure of more than 0.5 ton of various drugs. Around 50 suspects have been arrested in the two countries. U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested the issue of synthetic opioids will be at the top of his agenda during his upcoming China visit, particularly the issue of fentanyl, which is currently ravaging the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Japan at the start of his first official visit to Asia. He was greeted by officials and U.S. military personnel on his arrival at the Yokota Air Force Base on the outskirts of Tokyo. The president addressed U.S. service members at the base before meeting Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Japan is the first stop on Trump's five-nation Asia tour. The president will also visit South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Trump is set to arrive in Beijing on Wednesday. Typhoon Damri has left at least 27 dead and 22 others missing after plowing into Vietnam's central and southern regions on Saturday. While not overly powerful, it destroyed hundreds of homes, caused blackouts and landslides that blocked roads and rail transport in some affected areas. Damri has also caused damage in the city of Da Nang, which is set to host the APEC sessions this week. Around 15,000 people are due to attend the sessions in Da Nang this week. Chinese President Xi Jinping is scheduled to attend the APEC Leaders Summit. Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels have confirmed they've fired a long-range ballistic missile at the international airport in the Saudi capital Riyadh on Saturday night. Houthi officials say the missile hit its mark. However, the Saudi government says the missile missed its mark, exploding north of the airport. No casualties have been reported. The Iranian-backed Houthis have been targeting missiles at various Saudi cities since the war with the Saudi-led coalition began in 2015. Scottish Child Care Minister Mark MacDonald has announced resignation over allegations connected to his private life. In stepping down, MacDonald has apologized to anyone he's upset or who might have found his behavior inappropriate. Details as to what MacDonald may have done have not yet come to light. MacDonald is reportedly one of 2 Scottish National Party members currently under investigation over possible misconduct. Local officials have tightened security measures for Sunday's New York City Marathon less than a week after a terrorist attack in the city killed 8 people. More than 50,000 runners are expected to participate in the race, along with 2 million spectators. New York City police say they are adding sand trucks along the routes of the marathon to act as barriers, as well as rooftop sniper and dot teams around the city. The city is also adding new concrete barriers along the cycle and jogging paths affected by the most recent attack. On Tuesday, a driver of a rental vehicle drove at high speed down a cycle path in Lower Manhattan, killing 8 people and injuring many more. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.